So what happened with your patient? What's the follow-up?
He's ultimately progressed and he went on to other therapies. So one of the areas of interest, obviously we talk a lot about VEGF inhibitors, but also another class of agents that appears to have activity in thyroid cancers are the mTOR inhibitors. And in particular, a drug that we have a lot of experience with is everolimus. So one of the options for our patients when we treat them is to go to an mTOR inhibitor. Again, we presented some data on everolimus 3 years ago at ASCO. We saw a PFS of 6 months in those patients, and those are patients who have progressed on a VEGF. And we're doing more research on those patients. And obviously, there's a group of patients who appear to have specific mutations in the TSC1 gene that appears to benefit more from these drugs. So when I'm trying to go for my patients who have gone through a lenvatinib, through sorafenib, and I'm looking for the next step for them, and if I don't have a clinical trial, I'm usually going to an mTOR inhibitor. And everolimus is the drug that we have been looking at.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, obviously, in renal cell, you see the approval of lenvatinib plus everolimus. Yeah. Has that been looked at in thyroid?
It's an area of research. There's no reported data. Yeah, the data in RCC is actually very interesting and worth replicating in thyroid.
How often do your patients receive both lenvatinib and sorafenib in sequence?
Oh, almost all of them.
So, and you're usually starting out with lenvatinib?
I personally start with lenvatinib. The data reported with lenvatinib with the progression-free survival appears to be, in my mind, my opinion, more robust. The differences between these two trials, for those patients who are started on sorafenib, the reason that's done commonly is because lenvatinib has second-line data. Sorafenib does not have second-line data. So for many of the oncologists I talk to, they start with sorafenib because their opinion is that when you start with sorafenib, you could go to lenvatinib next because lenvatinib has shown activity in patients who have progressed on sorafenib and not the other way around.
But we just don't have data on the other way around.
Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah. What happens in clinical practice is these are the two agents available to our patients. And in my mind, patients are going to receive these two agents sequentially.
So this man is still alive and doing okay?
Yeah.
Wow, amazing.